Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Joanne Lloyd. J-O-A-N-N-L-L-O-Y-D.
Thank you so much for that. And can I have your, can you verify your shipping address, please?
I'm sorry, my phone number is 214-280-2364.
Thank you. And can you verify your email address?
joann3@aol.com.
Thank you. And as a final, can you verify your shipping address, please?
Okay, I'm driving. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Can you verify your shipping address, please?
Same one, 5505 Miami Drive, Rowlett, Texas, 75088.
Thank you. And I've located your account. It shows that you have our Melody Earbuds, our AirPods. Shows you paid the shipping and handling of $792 on March the 19th.
And what are they?
It's earbuds. You place them in your ear to listen to music or
no, I
whatever.
Never ordered that. I don't listen to music. And I never got that.
You can use
but
it for your phone as well. It's hands-free device.
I don't listen to music.
It's not just for music. You can call people on it on the phone as well.
No, that's nothing I would have ordered. I'm 80 years old, and I'm not into that.
Oh, okay. Because, yes, ma'am, I just want you to be aware that we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before
okay.
I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge of $792, ma'am.
No.
Okay. We will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with your IP address that it originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector to see if it was delivered to that residence. So I just want you to be aware. You can call back later if you want to ask a family member.
No, it's just me and my husband, and we would not have ordered that.
Okay. As a courtesy, we will refund the account receipt.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.